The day they finally blew you off that pedestal that you've been sitting on. I tried to be your one. It seems you finally noticed me now that you're scared and all the lights are gone. And you need someone who's strong. Thank God they dropped the bomb. Oh, the electricity bomb. Oh, tell me what you think of your man now. Now that his eyeglass job is gone and all his fancy cars are rendered useless, he still wears a tie. You died, yeah. His daily reminder of how he never thought he sees where he went wrong. Now that they dropped the bomb, oh, the electricity bomb, oh, circumstances and second chances. Finally let your eyes my way. The taste of it's not bittersweet at all. Yes, you can finally see your light shining on me. When they drop the bomb on the electricity bomb,
hey, Point Radio Cast is back with episode 12. That intro tune was Electricity Bomb by Grace and Tony from the November CD. I am joined again by my wife.
I think the first couple episodes it was like my beautiful wife, my lovely wife, and now it's my wife.
You can contact us at pointradiocast@gmail.com. We are going to continue. This is the second to the last episode of Tunes from Our Wedding.
Party.
Party, not the wedding itself. Because if you listen to the last couple episodes, you'll know we didn't have anything going on, just us two getting hitched and all that. All right, let's talk about how people can support us. Click through the music page on the website, and all the bands are listed in alphabetical order. You can get a CD. You can get a digital copy, mostly through Amazon. And we'll get a little kickback. And the bands will get fucking paid for their music, which is good if you like music. Let's do it. Let's play some fucking tunes.
Nothing is wrong here, so I'm climbing up the walls, trying to kill the silence with gum blast and alcohol. I've been laughing, I've been crying, I've been living, I've been dying. They say tell the truth, they're lying. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord and buys ammunition too. They say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, he sure ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. What will it take to have this place on bended knee? You run to the forest, you can bet I'll burn the trees. I will poison the water, cause it's only getting harder, and we came for sons and daughters. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition too. They say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, he sure ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. Tribulations, that's just bread and wine. Getting my hands dirty, that does not take off the shine. On this farm to get your fillings, gotta be a little killing. So I'm ready and I'm willing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition too. They say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, he sure ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. On salvation, you don't need candles and libations. Train ain't coming in the station. Hallelujah. Yeah, they say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, he sure ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. 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 I've looked out for number one until there's only one. And I've scratched every itch I've ever had, and now you're gone. Tell me what have I become? Just 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday, it seems. Since you were left here dying, I was chasing all my dreams. Tell me why I suddenly number one until there's only one. I've scratched every itch I've ever had, and now you're gone. And just 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday, it seems. But you left it down, I was chasing all my dreams.
This thing I thought would save me has imprisoned me.
Some get faith before they die. And through scars we will never
Okay, that first tune was Hallelujah, spelt wrong on the agenda.
Yep.
By The Devil Makes Three from I'm a Stranger Here. The second one was If You by Grace and Tony from Inside a Seven-Track Mind. And the third one was Public Pervert by Interpol on the Antic CD. That's a weird tune to have on a wedding mix.
Well, it's us.
We do get criticized a lot.
For our PDAs.
It's true. We're not allowed to kiss or touch at my sister-in-law. No, brother-in-law. I guess it's sister-in-law and brother-in-law's house. Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if we were groping and we didn't even realize we were doing it because we're always groping. And one of the kids was probably behind us with big eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Whatever. Those fucking kids have free internet. Nah, let's not get into it. Regardless, I'm sure we did something we shouldn't have done, which is typical of me.
And us.
Yeah. All right. Next batch of tunes. Here we go.
By the way. of the times. But oh, how life goes right out the windows. You might catch me sweet, or company my wine you cheat. Still it never hurts. Even where you do star, still it never hurts. Even when you do your worst.
that was Six More Miles by Mike Ness from Under the Influences. Big Time Nashville Star by Shaky Graves from And the War Came CD. And Dead Eye by Middle Class Rut from Pick Up Your Head. I don't know how that made it on there. I like Middle Class Rut a lot, but definitely worth listening to. Sorry, I belched.
It's okay. You do it all the time.
All right. More tunes. Let's hit it.
All right, so.
Is that good?
One, two, three.
Sunlight of Winnetka, California, where they understand the weight of human hearts. See, sorrow gets too heavy and joy it tends to hold ya, the fear that it eventually departs. And the truth is I've been dreaming of some tired, tranquil place where the weather won't get trapped inside my bones. And if all these years of searching find one sympathetic face, then it's there I'll plant these seeds and make my home. I spent a day dreaming of dying in Mesa, Arizona, like all the green of life had turned to ash. And I felt I was on fire with the things I could have told you. I just assumed that you eventually would ask. And I wouldn't have to bring up my so badly broken heart. And all those months I just wanted to sleep. In the spring it did come slowly, I guess it did its part. My heart has thawed and continues to beat. Visited my brother on the outskirts of Olympia, where the forest and the water become one. And we talked about our childhood like a dream we were convinced of, the perfect peaceful street that we came from. And I know he heard me strumming all those sad and simple chords as I sat inside my room so long ago. And it hurts that he's still shaking from those secrets that were told. My car closed up too tight and the heart turned cold. And I went to San Diego in the birthplace of the summer and watched the ocean dance under the moon. And there was a girl I knew there, one more potential lover. I guess that something's gotta happen soon. Cause I know I can't keep living in this dead or dying dream. And as I walked along the beach and drank with her, I thought about my true love, the one I really need. With eyes that burn so bright, they make me pure. They make me pure, they make me pure. I long to be with you. They make me pure, they make me pure. I long to be with you.
Cause I'm begging to peek off from behind. for when our two paths meet, I'll tip my hat to greet the man they've sent to shoot this devil down. Oh, and I know that hell awaits me. I know that I've disgraced my family name. So I'll ride through the rain and sunshine, strip down for the world to lay its blame, and I ride in shame. And I ride in shame.
All right. That was Hand Back Down by The Devil Makes Three from I'm a Stranger Here. June on the West Coast by Bright Eyes from Letting Off the Happiness, which is weird because we were on the West Coast.
But not in June.
It wasn't June.
It was August.
It was August. Close enough. And One for the Trail by Grace and Tony from Inside a Seven-Track Mind.
Which is weird because we were on a trail on our honeymoon.
We were on a lot of trails.
It's
Speaking
true.
Of which. So, let's see. Day two, we went to Eureka.
Mm-hmm. And then...
We're going to forget some places, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't...
Eureka was a shithole.
Right, but then ghetto. There was some really cool parks and beaches along the way outside of Eureka.
Yeah, we found this private fucking little beach.
I should get out the book.
And it was like this bay. Nobody fucking around. It was epic.
And the tide was down because it was morning.
Yeah.
And so when the tide comes up, the beach separates into two because there's like these big rocks separate, dividing it in half. So we somehow managed to like...
Come down on the amazing side.
Yeah. There was barely a trail.
Yeah.
Not a trail at all.
It was not a safe...
And then once we walked across and we're starting to go up like an hour later, there were just stairs.
There were steps, yeah.
Ah.
Either way, it was a fucking epic out of the blue spot that we just found. So
yeah, that was another Yelp, I think. I was looking up for Google search. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where did we go after that? Bandon?
Yep, we went to Bandon.
Bandon was cool.
Like Bandon was cool. It was a Sunday by then, and it was like a little seaside town.
Yeah.
And it was like most of the restaurants were closed. It was just really, really sleepy.
Yeah, with a cool little downtown area, but if you ever go to Bandon, go to Tony's Crab Shack.
Yeah, I think there were probably maybe a total of 5 restaurants open.
Yeah.
But Tony's Crab Shack had a line out the door, and so I think we decided to go there because follow the crowd.
Apparently it was the thing, yeah. And it was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then our hotel was really weird, too, because it was like from the 50s.
It was all like wood paneling. Which... Not unlike our current house, but and Brett was wearing her Canadian tuxedo.
Well, you know, I could give up. So
no, you were
once I got my ring.
I've been meaning to talk to you about a few things.
No more denim on denim.
The hotel was rather outdated, but it was in a fucking epic location right on the beach. So.
Right, and it was really clean and nice. Yeah. It was outdated, which kind of added to the, what's the word?
The mystique?
No, there was no mystique in that hotel. It wasn't mystique. Kitschy.
Yeah.
It was kind of kitschy.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And it was like a private beach, too, so we took like a midnight walk down the beach, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little chilly, but...
Well,
cares.
That was cool because we just grabbed our kitschy blanket from our wooden, wood paneled room and
took a hike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then up to Portland.
We went all the way to Portland from there?
I think so.
Portland, we had an Airbnb.
Which I wouldn't recommend staying at an Airbnb that's someone's house or apartment that they live
neither.
In and just leave for the night.
Yeah, it was weird. It felt like you were just in someone's space.
Right.
Like it smells like them. All their clothes are there. All their shit's around.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that again.
So we had an epic Airbnb in Seattle.
Yes.
And I've stayed at an Airbnb before.
Yeah.
There was like an Airstream trailer.
Yeah.
That was redone. That was just nobody lived in it permanently.
Right.
But yeah, it was weird.
Being in someone's space.
And kind of dingy.
Yeah. It was a basement apartment.
Yeah. So. It was weird.
Anyway,
so, don't but after that, our photographer actually recommended the park that we went to outside of Portland.
Columbia River Gorge.
Yeah, and I think that was the best safe for hiking, and I think we were out there for about 4 hours.
Yeah, we got we hiked the shit out of that.
Well, it's funny because there's all these waterfalls and going up.
Oh, yeah, so there's a huge fucking crowd of people, but it's really easy to get.
There's, like, massively overweight people, people in wheelchairs, just all these... You know, just tons of people, and then you go up steps.
Yeah, like,
and there's all these people, and then the more you climb on a trail, by the time we got as far as we had gone, like probably 2 hours up,
there's nobody.
You don't see anybody anymore, which is really nice because we weren't sure what to expect.
And there was more hidden waterfalls way back in there, so that was cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking.
It was really neat. Yeah.
So, all right, let's get back to the tunes. You cool with that?
Yeah, we're good.
Here we go.
She's not the type that would talk the talk despite over how and where she walks. When a parent duty calls, I am overly enthralled and delivered from the dark of a reckoning, awakening. Every move she makes with the cadence that she wakes takes my soul up to the sky, through the shadows and sunshine. I am overly inclined, I am captivated and concentrated. My sweet mind, Valentine. I say I was made to know, just as water's made to flow. I'll lay down with you tonight, for tomorrow's another time. We will dance away, you know, somewhere high up in the snow, after rain has grown to cold, and where the heavens meet the
off, take off that pretty hair, because somebody else story and she's gonna run it for me. Oh, these invisible feet stepping on me, exposing all that I wanna keep. She'll see, yeah. I'll put my mother's dress on, I'll dye my pretty hair, become somebody else, somebody I want me to be. I'll put that makeup on and I'll begin to see out of these eyes away.
Shit out of your.
We were talking dirty in between. All right, that was Chuck Reagan with Valentine. I fucking love that tune. That's from Covering Ground.
were Emma Meets John from Grace and Tony from the November CD, and Come Here by Interpol from Antics. Next, here we go.
Hold on tight, beginner's mind, the wheel is spinning too fast to make your move. The worst must be assumed, or how they'll try to pull and pry away what you know now. Beat and beat it out, leave a drum that makes no sound, a snuff film on a jumbotron for all the world to see. A cocktail napkin and a tab, some psychobabble telegram, message written in the sand, the tide rolls in.
Graveyard, those names engraved always. put a new shade to my thoughts. But he and I, we both knew the bread that we break would never take their place. What's cold, you mustn't wait. My life is a fleeting one. My work is just a web I've spun. Oh, my life.
Single Lord, what must his family think? And you must be getting his feathers wet. Well, she always seems to be the top until she drops you like a rock. Well, you should have been a better friend to him. Well, I dusted all the bones out of my yard. I fixed the screen door, raised the barn. But still you call me from the moon every single afternoon. Tell me all about the astronauts you come to love, and how the earth looks from above, and how I should have been a better friend to you. But I've never seen life as a treasure, a treasure for a find. I've read the news, abused the blues, and often wondered why. My smile remains the thinking pains, the average passerby. Oh, they'll sink like stones into their hearts, teeth like mine. Into glue, you know, I should have been a better friend to you. Yeah, I should have been a better friend to you. Well, I've never seen life as a chore or a treasure for to find. I've read the news, abused the blues, and often wondered why. Oh, my smile remains the thinking pains, the average passerby. Well, they'll sink like stones into their homes, away from teeth like mine.
All right. That was Beginner's Mind by Bright Eyes from the People's Key. Kind of a weird tune for a wedding mix, but it has the right sound, and I like that tune a lot. Fleeting One by First Aid Kit from Stay Gold, and Pansy Waltz by Shaky Graves from And the War Came. I think that's one of his better tunes there. I like it a lot. All right, one more set of tunes. Let's rock it.
There is no use to holler, no use to cry. 20 pounds of curses came to visit me tonight. Saw for all the cuts, blankets for the cold. Prayers to keep the devil far away from those I love. And there were red violins playing in my dreams. One for me and two for me and one at Jesus' feet.
In a house with no pictures in a frame. Home. that sea with everything around you. Things you love and things you hate.
That's Red Violins by the Gaslight Anthem from Get Hurt. That's another one of my fucking... That's maybe my favorite tune by them. Either way, that's fucking awesome shit. Resonate by Grace and Tony from November. And then Right as Rain by Chuck Reagan from Covering Ground. Fucking love all them tunes. This is a good episode. This might be the fave so far. That's it. Website's pointradiocast.com. You can email us at pointradiocast@gmail.com. Tell us how much this sucks or how much you like it. Any feedback is welcome.
As long as it's positive.
We used to get a lot of negative feedback on the other podcasts, and we would just read them out. It's pretty entertaining.
Just don't tell me. Don't hurt my feelings.
If you're in a band, you want to submit it, or you know some shit we would like, go ahead and do that. Send it in, pointradiocast@gmail.com. Go to the website and click the music page. Anything we've played is there in alphabetical order, by band, all the CDs. Anything I've played, you can buy the digital, you can buy the CD. Boom. We'll get a little kickback. The band will get paid. Everybody's happy. Beaks wet.
Beaks wet.
Smiles showing. That's all I got. All right, we're done. Goodbye.
Goodbye.